Hello. Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As always, I appreciate all my listeners. Today, I think we're going to talk about a funny subject. I think it's funny to me, at least. Today is all about dicks. But specific kinds. So, there's two types of dicks in this world. Besides short, small and big, you have circumcised and uncircumcised. Now, I know all the uncircumcised men listening to this is probably going to be like, why does bitch want to talk about why people always talking about this? I'm not even about to, go on y'all today, so relax, let your nuts drop. I personally prefer uncircumcised penises, but I will get into that later in the show. But I do know a lot of people talk shit about y'all, and it's not right. Y'all might bring it on to yourselves though. So first I want to get into the appearance. With circumcised, you got your regulars. You got the regular Vienna sausage. That would be the small dicks. Then you got the hot dog dicks, which to me is average. And then you got the half smokes, the big kahunas. Those are the big ball. Whichever you were blessed with, that's my whole take on circumcised penises. I don't really have too much to say. It looks like a dick. It is what it is. But the appearance for the uncircumcised, a lot of people I be hearing. I heard a lot of jokes. People say, it looked like you got a turtleneck on or a pig in a blanket. But for real, all jokes aside, sometimes you don't even notice when a dude uncircumcised. Some of them, I feel like they be doing little tricks so make it seem like they not, or they do some type of cover-up game. I don't know, but I know sometimes they be looking regular. I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, it be looking regular so you see that skin slide back, how you cock a gun back. the whole motherfucker come out y'all uncircumcised man, please don't get mad at me. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. But for real, it do cock back like a gun nut. But yeah. I had this experience with one of my exes, and he had one, and I don't know if he thought I was born yesterday or I didn't know what the fuck an uncircumcised dick was, but we were just randomly talking one day and somehow that came up, and I was like, yeah, you're uncircumcised. This nigga looked at me he saw a ghost, and he was like, how you know what that is? Y'all, I was 22, 23, and I'm looking at him how the fuck do I not know what that is? What are you saying right now? So that just made me think, I started thinking about it more, and I'm like, so you mean to tell me, you've been with girls before me, so you mean to tell me that no girl ever noticed that you was uncircumcised? And he was like, yeah, they ain't never said, or if they did, they never said nothing. I'm like, that's crazy. So then I started asking him, do females even be looking at the dick before, they, really, examine it? I don't know. You gotta look at what you about to put in you. And I asked him, he was like, nah, they just, I don't know. They don't really be looking at it. They just, yeah. And, a lot of people be out here fucking raw. I'm just how? That's disgusting. And first of all, I was 23. How you not know what an uncircumcised? You don't need to be fucking if you don't know what certain things are. You mean to tell me you didn't know this man was uncircumcised? Do you know the difference between a circumcised man and an uncircumcised? You gotta fucking know. And I was just that's all I could say. But yeah, that man was devastated when I called him out. He was like, did this bitch just put me on blast? I didn't think it was that serious. He wasn't the first uncircumcised nigga I've been with, clearly. So don't know. That was just funny as fuck to me. Like, this just be on some wild shit. So the second thing I want to get on about, you know, circumcised, the difference between circumcised and uncircumcised, the hygiene, the smell. Now, from my personal experience, I've never smelled a foul smelling circumcised dick. Like, for real, I haven't. Like, it might have smelled sweaty at the most. Like, I've never had that experience. Sweaty balls at the most, that's it. But uncircumcised niggas. Okay. If you are uncircumcised, it is important. Let me drop some health knowledge real quick. And I want y'all to listen closely. If you are uncircumcised, it is imperative. You hear me? Imperative. That means it is very important that you cock your pistol back and you clean it. Period. Like, that's like, you not pulling that skin back and cleaning is like a girl not washing her pussy and then just gonna spread her legs. Like, no, you will rip that bitch to smithereens if she smelled bad or whatever. But you want cock that fucking pistol back and it smell like cheese, cause that's what the fuck it smell like when they stink. It smell like fucking cheese and like cheese bowls. It's so, oh my god, it's like, it's giving me the creepy crawlies. It stinks so fucking please do not be having sex raw if your dick stink. Like, you know, niggas be knowing when they dick stink, period. Like, because you will give a female, if y'all have unprotected sex, you will give a female BV, which is bacterial vaginosis, and then we, next thing you know, we fucking cheesy. It's a fucking cheese fest. Like, no, that shit is that shit is disgusting. If I smelled a nigga's dick when he was his dick out, I wasn't having sex with him. I would damn sure wouldn't put my mouth on that bitch. Fuck no. Like, that cheese shit all in, oh nah, all in my mouth? Nope. So, the last thing I was thinking about this subject was, like, the feel during sex and then the size. So, I'm not going to talk about circumcised men too much on this part because, you know, we know y'all sausages come in different packages. Like I said, the Vienna, the hot dog, the half smoke. I mean, it just come like that. But one thing for sure, two things for sure, at least in my experience, I have gotten some of the best dick ever from uncircumcised niggas. They, to me, be bigger. Every time I've been with somebody that wasn't, that was circumcised, they were like average. But all the half smokes, all the half smokes be uncircumcised, man. But that's just my experience. I'm very sure it's small uncircumcised men out there. I just haven't encountered them. I've been blessed to only come across the few Vienna sausages in my life. And, you know, thank God, because I will ghost you immediately. That's like a deal breaker. I'm sorry. Like, I can't be pretending for the rest of my life if I marry you that the sex is good and I can't even feel it. Like, I will not do that to myself. So, yeah, I can't do it. So, I've been fortunate enough to deal with big D's all my life. You know, I didn't choose the big dick life. The big dick life chose me. Don't judge me off my experiences. It is what it is. But all in all, as long as the dick is clean, I like uncircumcised men. A lot of girls, they be like, ew, it would look nasty, like, oh, it's covering a peekaboo, whatever fuck. Bitch, as long as that bitch don't stink, I don't care. Like, and niggas that's uncircumcised, for real, be real sensitive about that shit. Like, an argument, That's already the worst thing you could say, besides him having a small dick. You know, that's why your dick all uncircumcised and it fucking stink. Fucking pig in a blanket ass nigga. Like, a nigga will real loud be in his feelings. Like, that's a low blow. That's some shit I'ma wait till I'ma leave you and I'ma say, you know, I'm done with you for good. Cause that's just fucked up. But, uncircumcised men never disappointed me in the bedroom. So, you know, don't let those who don't like uncircumcised penises, dicks, whatever, don't let them bitches discourage you. They be good to me. Just cock that pistol back and get the cleaning, nigga.